Let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you that you're giving us wisdom, giving us knowledge, translating it into wisdom, so that we will do the things that are pleasing in your sight, and things that are going to be effective in our day and our time. Lord, we just know that wisdom is coming from above, and we ask of you for special wisdom, special grace, strategies that will position the church to become a reformed church, that will begin to bring a new form of life, a new message, begin to bring about new grace, so that those who enter will be changed, those who enter will be transformed. Father, I thank you for a new type of church, Zion coming forth, the city of the living God, where even angels choose to dwell. We thank you for that grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Say after me, 2015. Thy kingdom come. On earth. Thy will be done. As it is in heaven. Christ revealed. We'll see the manifestation. Of the kingdom. Church reform will be the transformation. Will be the demonstration of the kingdom. Church city rebuild will speak the transformation of the coming kingdom. I want to show you this afternoon in this session what needs to be changed, so that we can get our people ready to go. What needs to be changed? The book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12. What needs to be changed? Thank you. In verse 22, 23, and 24. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks better than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks from heaven. If those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will you escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven. His voice shook the earth, in verse 26, then, but now he has also promised, yet once more I will shake not only the heavens and the not only the earth but also the heavens. This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken, as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we have received a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. One of the most amazing features of the new church that we're talking about is that God speaks. God speaks in that church. Write that down. The word of God, or the word dimension. God speaks. In the book of Hebrews 1, In verse 1, God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers, in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days He has also spoken to us in the Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. God spoke after long ago to the fathers, and He spoke through the prophets in many portions, in many ways. Are you listening?
Yes.
Chapter 2. For this reason, we must pay a much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we did not drift away from it. For the word spoken through angels prove unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just penalty. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard it, God also testifying with them both with signs and wonders, and by various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to His own will. So God spoke. Say, God spoke. The Lord spoke. The apostles spoke. The Holy Spirit spoke. Prophets spoke. Our Father spoke. So God is a speaking God. Are you listening? Chapter 3. Verse 7. Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, the Holy Spirit says. Say, the Holy Spirit says.
Holy Spirit says.
Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says. God not only said it, the Holy Spirit is saying it. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked Him. The Bible says, if you listen, you will enter into the rest. In verse 15, while it is said, say it is said.
It is said.
God said,
God
the Son said, the Holy Spirit said, it is said. And the Bible says God has spoken so that we can confidently say. Are you listening?
Yes.
The Bible says if you listen to what you hear and enter in obedience, what is going to happen? You enter into the rest. Are you listening?
Yes.
In verse 7 of chapter 4, He again fixes a certain day. Say, a certain day.
Certain
today, saying through David, after so long ago, just as it has been said before, today you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts.
Yeah.
God has fixed a certain day. We are now in chapter 4. I say we are in chapter 4.
Yes.
God has fixed a certain day called today. Say today.
Today.
He's fixed.
It's
a day that we are waiting for. Today, saying through David, after so long a time, just as been said before. So it is said, and it's been said before. Are you following all this?
Yes.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to let you know that it's so important to hear God's word. The word dimension must be spoken by God the Father, the prophets, the Holy Spirit. It must be said, and we must say whatever has been said before to reaffirm it, to confirm it. It is said. You got to say what has been said before. Don't be embarrassed to say what has been said before. Verse 12, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. No creature is hidden from His sight, for all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Are you listening?
Yes.
Say the word dimension. Go to chapter 5, verse 11. Concerning Him we have much to say, And it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to be in need of milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is still a babe. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. So there are great things that God wants to say, but the church is not ready. Are you listening?
Yes.
God wants to explain. It's hard to explain to people who are dull. So the church environment is not conducive for the word dimension. So God said, look, by now you ought to become teachers. Instead of becoming teachers, you're still babes. You're still practicing the old things. You have not moved on. God said He wants us to move on. Are you listening? So when the word of God comes in, you will judge the conditions, the content of people's life. Are you listening? Talk to me. It's important. Chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the elementary teachings about Christ, let us press on to maturity. It's not wrong to continue in what we know. But staying only on that level. Is immaturity. If you're in standard one, it's okay, because it's your time. If you're 3 years in standard one, it's not okay. You're out of time. The church has been doing the same thing they've been doing for years. And they keep on perfecting their scores. Are you listening?
Yes.
You're in standard one this year and you got 80 marks for your maths. You decided to stay back the next year to perfect the maths. You are 90. You said, no, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stay back for the third year until I get 100. So by the time you're in the third year, you get 100 marks for all your standard one papers. But your friends have gone 2 classes. Church have been like this. We are not accusing people for doing what they know. But to stay there continually, not progress, to go forward, to lead on to maturity. Because better things that accompany our salvation comes with moving on. Are you listening? In chapter 6, verse 9. But beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you, things that accompany salvation, though we are speaking in this way. God wants us to go to the next level. Are you listening? God wants to do that. This we will do if God permits. God is permitting the church in this hour to go to the next level. Not that the elementary things are wrong. Laying on of hands is not wrong. Teaching on the resurrection from the dead is not wrong. Faith from dead work, repentance from dead work, faith toward God is not wrong. All that are right things. Yet there's higher levels. Are you listening? Come and stay with me. My hand is distracting me. See, the woman bring discipline. She likes this. This we will do if God permits. The Bible says that there are better things that accompany salvation. And the Bible says in verse 4, for in the case of those who have been enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and having become partakers of the Holy Spirit, having tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. So the Bible is speaking to us about another level. Say another level. Tasting the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. There are higher dimensions. Say higher dimensions.
Higher dimensions.
That's why the word dimension will, it will progressively take you. You understand the teaching on faith when you're standard one is different. Standard one maths is different from standard three maths.
Yeah.
It's still mathematics. But by the time you go to form five, you're if you're in university and you do all the kinds of mathematics, you won't be doing standard one mathematics. Faith is of the same level. But as you go up higher and higher, things change. Your perception change, your understanding change. You begin to realize, hey, mathematics is different altogether. It's not the standard one maths. Are you listening? It's important for you to remember because God's going to take us from one level to the next level. Are you listening? And we handle the powers of the world to come. That means things in the future. Things of the powers of the world to come. Which world are we talking about? Chapter 2. For he did not subject to, in verse 5, for he did not subject to angels the world to come, concerning which we are speaking. There's a world yet to come. There's a world yet to be made. There's a world that will fall before us. It's a new world. Are you listening? Those of us who are born with the Ancient of Days don't understand today's technology. 3-year-old, my granddaughter, she know how to move the phone. She can use her grandma's phone. And sometimes change so many things so quickly that grandma can't get back into her phone. Because her fingers is so fast. And the young generation is so quick, they know the technology. But those of us, we don't. I remember this old lady, she was in the supermarket, the phone was ringing. She took the phone out of her bag. Hello, hello, it was still ringing. Hello, hello, it was still ringing. I took the phone from her. I said, lady, you got to press this green button. Oh, hello, hello. Our generation, when we pick up the phone, the ring stops.
Yeah, that's right.
It's still ringing. Cannot understand. So she put it back in the bag and took it out again. We cannot access this kind of technology because we are part of an old school. Are you listening? But there's a world to come. If you look at the things that are happening today, at the pace of development, you cannot believe. This is the world we're living in. Think about 60 days ago, 60 years ago, 100 years ago. The speed of the 100 years, the last century alone, is shocking. The last 20 years. Now if you buy a phone, you walk out of the shop calling it a new phone, it's already old. It's already old. In 1 week's time a new thing comes out. Better features, stronger, faster. And you're holding a new phone. Mind you, it's not even 2 months. It's already obsolete. The speed of technology. There's a world to come. We're not ready to enter. The Bible talks about, the Bible says, the people who are going to be enlightened are going to touch the world. God is not going to subject this world to angels. He's going to give this world to us. And if you're not ready to get on board, ask the Lord to take you home. Because it's going to be a fast ride. It's going to be strong. It's going to be challenging. Anything can happen. In a single day, nations can be born. In a single day, nations can be wiped out. Whole regions can be wiped out. Are you listening? Anything can happen. Are you listening? There shall be neither rain nor dew except by my words. You can stop rains and wind and storm. Or the catastrophe, the tsunami can hit one place and wipe the entire region completely. In a day, a whole nation can turn. In a day, a whole nation can be wiped out. Earthquakes have destroyed civilizations. Tsunamis have destroyed towns and cities. Anything can turn around. But the word dimension that God is giving to us is to help us enter this world yet to come. Are you listening?
Yes.
It's not just preaching messages. Stop thinking you're preaching messages. This is the problem with pastors. The traditional pastors, they are just preaching message so that they can teach the church lessons. Are you listening?
Yes.
Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
It's not lessons we're teaching. We're giving them material to live in this world to come.
Yes.
That's what we are doing. So the school of the statesmanship is to prepare you to live in the world that God's going to create. I'm sure Patrick, when he was born, he didn't even think that such a thing will happen in 28 years. Neither his mother, his father, brothers, sisters, or whoever. Are you listening? I think even the last 5 years, he would not have even thought about it. That would have never been in his mind. It happened so quickly. When God prepared the world to come, you got to live it there. How is that going to happen if we don't teach the dimension of God's Word? The problem with the church is that we are teaching people lessons, Bible study. There are many teachers. They don't have the Word that is forming. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being. Say, into being. That means into reality, into something tangible, into something real. Something that you can hold, something that you can feel. So the world out there can become tangible. Are you listening?
Yes.
As it is in heaven, so it shall be on this earth. So the heavenly realm is open space. But how does that become tangible? The Word. If the Word dimension is not in people's life, you cannot hold it. Politics. Talk about politics, there's no end to it. Talk about education, there's no end to it. You cannot hold it. You can talk philosophy until the cows come home. But you cannot hold it. It's always elusive. How many want the world to come? How many want to lay hold of it?
Yes.
I say, how many want to lay hold of it?
Yes.
Don't talk about the future. Lay hold of the future.
Yes.
And that cannot happen unless they give you the Word. Because the Word is the only material that can make that which is intangible, tangible.
Yes.
It's not telling them how to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Teach sermons like the 12 pearly gates. Are you listening?
Yes.
The streets of gold. You know, and every other teaching that goes on. A lot of lessons you can learn yourself. Are you listening? Nobody taught me subjects on faith, repentance. The Holy Spirit worked in my heart. I knew what was repentance before they told me. I knew I got baptized in the Holy Spirit before they prayed for me. Are you listening?
Yes.
But so some of us are so dull, so unborn virtually. Not born accurately. When you're born accurately, you just are born again well. Not prematurely. Your reflexes are sharp. Your hearing is sharp. The doctor doesn't have to beat you up, you know, and you cry, and then he say your lungs are good. You come out with a shower. Are you listening?
Yes.
You come out strong. My mother said to me, you cannot wait. You did not wait before I could get ready to go to the hospital. You came out. So I went with my mother to see the doctor. The doctor had no chance to see me, I went to see him. Because I was too busy getting ready to get into this world. Are you listening?
Yeah.
You must be like that. When you're born again properly, that's what happens.
Yes.
You cut off the old, you cut off the past. There's no extra baggage. You don't come out slowly. Amen. You clear everything. Cut the placenta and everything is out. Baby is out. Tie the umbilical cord, the mother carries the baby home. There's no extra baggage to that mess, to that flow. Are you listening?
Yes.
Say the word dimension,
gives the material
to the Reformed Church
to
translate the heavenly into the earthly. That's why God has to give us words to articulate it. Give us words to send the frequency. Write this down, write this down, write this down. God has to give us words. Give us words. What do I say? To translate the heavenlies into reality. And give us a frequency to gather the same people, same type of people. Give us men with understanding. It's one thing to say about faith, nobody understands you because you're all over the place. You're inspired but nobody else is. People are excited about your inspiration but nobody caught. But if you carry a spirit of understanding, you connect. At the Tower of Babel, God took what was His. He took away the spirit of understanding. All of them became confused. Some Bibles say that God confused them. God cannot confuse them because he's not confused. Are you listening?
Yes.
He's not confused. He's not the author of confusion. He just took away what was His. If God takes away life that He gave to you, you're dead. If God just takes away what He given, you go back to your original state. They were already in confusion without plan. God's plan and God's purpose. So when He took the understanding away, they could not connect, they separated. All their power to do impossible things was lost. The spirit of understanding is important. We need men of understanding. Men who can give the word of God and explain the word of God so that we can know what it means. Because that is what is going to harness our strength. Because sometimes we know faith, but we don't understand what it is. Yeah, faith, He comes supernaturally. So everything is spiritual. We talk about education, everything is spiritual. God will show us. It's more than that. We need men of understanding. Are you listening? So that we can start to connect and comprehend. Say comprehend.
Amen.
Together with the saints.
With the
say comprehend.
Comprehend.
Together with the saints.
With
the height.
The depth.
The depth.
The length.
The
length.
The breadth. Of all that is intangible,
all that is divine,
we can comprehend it. Everything that is divine can be comprehended because the God we serve is not mysterious. The God we serve wants to be understood. That's why you keep coming back year in, year out for all the conferences. Because the spirit of understanding helped you take what is intangible, divine, and make it simple. So that it becomes practical, useful, usable, user-friendly. Are you listening? When you read the book of Ephesians, it's so much of chunk of meat. It's not user-friendly at all. But until the spirit of understanding comes, and all of a sudden it becomes so real. So simple, so easy to understand. And when you can understand that you live there, you start to enter into the dimensions of the spirit world. You start to think things that you never thought before. Why? Because the man of understanding is needed. Are you listening?
Yes.
Say the word dimension, takes the heavenly and makes it practical. Real. Tangible. So I can lay hold of it. And when you lay hold of it, you are laying hold of God.
Yeah.
Why? Because God cannot be held any other way. Swear by His own name. He magnified His word above His name. He used His name, His nature, His power, His all His attributes and His work to support His word. So that the word cannot fail. That's why the Bible says God magnifies His word above His name. The greatest manifestation of God is the word. And that manifestation must happen. When you go, when you're in church, the word of God must be flowing out of your mouth. Your conversation, speak the truth. Whenever we hear the word speak the truth in love, they're always speaking the bad things that happen. I just want to let you know, Pastor Cyrus, you hurt me. How does it set him free? You think you're free? You're not free either. Because you're not telling the truth. The truth is him.
Yes.
You should tell him, look, Pastor Cyrus, you hurt me, but in Christ I've been free.
Yeah.
I understand that God used that to change my life.
Yeah.
That hurt had taken me many steps further. I come to report to you that what happened through you, God turned it to good.
Yeah.
That is truth.
Yeah.
You're talking about the process.
Yeah.
You say, Pastor Cyrus, you hurt me. It's an event.
That's right.
That's not speaking the truth in love. The truth is an outworking process. That even though it happened, it's not there. Even though it took place, it cannot hold me. Even though the devil meant it for evil, God turned it for good. That is the truth. He said, it's true that you did all these things because you were angry with me. But God turned it around. Joseph spoke the truth. He didn't condemn them. He didn't make them feel guilty. He didn't make them feel wrong in what they have done. So now I'm ready to kill you guys. I'm Joseph, Prince of Egypt. No, he spoke the truth. He spoke the process. How this word actually worked through his life. How even though bad things happened, they sold him as a slave. And they sent him down to Egypt. Was he hurt? Yes, he was hurt. How many times he went to prison? He, not only his brothers hurt him, the Egyptians hurt him too. Mrs. Potiphar hurt him too. And Mr. Potiphar listened to his wife. Can you imagine what's going to happen to Mrs. Potiphar when she realized that front pages, Joseph, Prince of Egypt. I'm sure Mrs. Potiphar wanted to hang herself with the sleeve that she took from Joseph. Are you listening? But did he go for vengeance? No. Because the word dimension is powerful. Say the word dimension will bring the intangible
tangible.
Make the heavenly
take earthly form.
What is divine
become
human. And become incarnate. The word will become flesh. This is the beauty of God's word, friends. It's not just learning one lesson after the other. You must give the people something to build. That's why Jesus said, he who hears these words of mine and acts upon it, even he is a man who builds. So God is giving us building material. They will translate into wisdom, translate into enduring house, translate into a prevailing force. So no wind, no storm, no rain can destroy it. That is what we need to give to people, because winds are going to come. Rain is going to fall. The flood waters are going to come. But we are not giving people material. We're just giving them sermons, messages. But I hope all that we're giving to them becomes tangible materials. Nothing ever comes into being except by God's word. Are you listening?
Yes.
That's why Christians are becoming more and more knowledgeable but less and less material. They know so much. But you cannot build anything on them. Marriage, you cannot build marriage on them. Marriage is in chaos. You cannot build business on them. You cannot put leadership on them. They could just collapse. But yet these are the few people who know so much. So much of the Bible. Why? Because we have not given them and made them to become materials. You're giving them infusion of just knowledge. Are you listening?
Yes.
Say the word dimension.
The word dimension.
That's why that's the first thing that needs to happen in the church reform. Can you get ready for that?
Yes.
That's sometimes some of the pastors, they take the messages that I preach and put it into the church and let the people listen. Because they realize not everybody can provide materials.
Yes.
To make people materials. You can always use me. There are very few places in the world that you get clean content. Very few places in the world. And God is my witness. There are very few places in the world that you have clean content. You turn on the Christian television, is half of it is contamination. By the time you close your TV 24 hours later, you are financially broke, because every preacher will be asking for money. I don't know why they want to start something when they have no money, because they're depending on everybody else. I don't know why they must always fish out. If you take the phone now and call, we'll be praying. Send you $50, we'll pray the $50, send it back to you. $50 will still as non-Christian after the prayer than before. Nothing will happen. Are you listening?
Yes.
We want the word dimension.
Yes.
Lift your hand and let me pray for you. Father, I pray that the word dimension will become part of our churches.
Yes.
That will begin to take not just a message, not just give people information, not just give people knowledge, but we will build a church that is totally reformed.
Yes.
Visions must be frequent.
Yes.
The word must not be rare.
Yes.
We pray the word will grow and grow mightily.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I pray every church represented here,
yes,
everyone represented here,
yes,
in whatever domain they are,
yes,
they will have the word material. So that they can translate what is in the heavens to the earth. Thank you that 2015 is a special year.
Yes.
Christ, the word is going to be revealed.
Yes.
The greater dimensions of Christ will be revealed.
Yes.
And He is going to be our nature.
Yes.
He's going to be the truth and the life.
Yes.
Father, I thank you right now.
Yes.
That something supernatural is about to happen.
Yes.
Let there be a touch of the Holy Ghost that comes fresh.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I pray for fresh revelation. Of not only of Him, but also of the Word.
Yes.
Let Elijah and Moses be talking.
Yes.
Let Ephesians be talking with Colossians.
Yes.
Let the Epistles be talking with all the book of Acts.
Yes.
The book after book will become talking.
Yes.
So that every word will be synchronized.
Yes.
And the whole counsel of God will become clear.
Yes.
And let this word of grace become their portion.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. The first key for the church reform. Go back to Hebrews chapter 12. I hope you don't mind reforming your church. Stop preaching sermons. Start giving material. Material that will build your life. The second dimension is the dimension of the Spirit. Second dimension is the dimension of the Spirit. Are you listening?
Yes.
Second dimension is the dimension of the Spirit. There are two aspects there. One is the atmosphere. One is the atmosphere in the dimension. Well, one is the atmosphere. We have come to Mount Zion. Zion is not a natural place. It's a stepping into the spiritual dimension. You have natural church, but you also have church unusual. That is Zion. Zion is not natural, it's supernatural. The Bible says they came, when Jacob came to Bethel, he said, "This is the highway of God. This is the highway of heaven and the house of God." Are you listening?
Yes.
It's important for you to remember that. God has to give us an ability to take the church to the next level. Create an atmosphere that is conducive. Are you listening?
Yes.
Then the other dimension is the spirits of righteous men made perfect. Spirit dimension. That means to say, not only you build the atmosphere around them, but build the spirit in them. Are you beginning to listen?
Yes.
Even as a politician, whatever domain you have, you must speak to change atmospheres.
Yes.
That when you open your mouth and begin to speak, Jesus was a master. He saw the Pharisees and he saw the Sadducees. He wanted to create confusion so they can dismantle them. So he spoke about resurrection. And all the Pharisees were excited because they believe in resurrection. The Sadducees were sad because they didn't believe in resurrection. So that's why they were sad, you see. And so by the time he spoke, he dismantled the entire tool because the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees were coming together. And he just knew exactly how to dismantle it. Are you listening?
Yes.
It's important for you to be able to speak to create atmosphere. You must teach that. That's why song leaders, they use songs. They use songs to create atmospheres. They use words. Are you listening? We don't sing a song, we use the song. We don't sing words, we use words. That's how we use words to communicate. What is the use of singing when the congregation is not responding? You're on your own. He says, like that is heaven, there's a gap between heaven and hell. That's why sometimes the song leaders have a hell of a good time. That was supposed to be a joke. They are all on their own. They are all worshipping God. They are in heaven. This group is left behind. They miss the flight. Amazing. And yet everybody thinks it's a great service. Great service to whom? To the devil, I suppose. But we got to make sure that everybody is connected. That's why the dimension of the spirit is, we have come to Mount Zion. Spiritual atmosphere, the dimension of the spirit. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, "You are in the spirit of God dwells in you." You got to step into a new dimension. That's why the Bible says, those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. There's a dimension. It's not just singing songs. No matter how much music we get, we are still not in the spirit. Until the spirit comes in us and take us there. You said the Holy Spirit has to come from heaven, take us into that dimension. Or else we are natural church. You can have all the service going on as usual and Jesus can be lost in the temple. That's why the Lord whom you seek will suddenly be found in the temple. There comes a day when the prophetic will clear the pathway so that the God you're seeking for in the temple will be in the temple. Or else you're seeking for Him, but He's not in the temple. He's outside the temple. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's outside, wanting to come into His own church. I am now in Revelation chapter 1. He was walking among the candlesticks. Is that right? And the seven spirits of God was in the temple. So God was moving in the temple. He was in the temple. By chapter 3 verse 20, He is already outside knocking at the door. Can you imagine within two chapters he's been vetoed out from his own house? Are you listening? So the second dimension is the dimension of the spirit, to speak, to create atmosphere. That's why you've got to have a strong voice. That's why I really don't like this mic. Because it doesn't have the That's why the old-fashioned preachers, thank you God. He came for your sake. God still responds. You're useless. Look, my father responds immediately. Some said he thundered, but he said he came for your sake. But it's important, the dimension of the spirit, when you speak, the atmosphere must change. You must so be so saturated. That's why politicians must learn to speak. You cannot just go there and do good works. Then you'll be a social worker. You must be able to articulate, able to present your case, able to say what, not just say, plead the cause of the weak, but for you to plead the cause of the weak, you need to be able to articulate your reasons for the cause. You've got to explain the case, make it so clear that everybody has no choice but to say yes to you. Create an atmosphere. A lot of us cannot speak. That's not a politician. That's a person who is just grumpy. You need to articulate. That's why you must take time for you to get into the palace of the king. You got to be strong. That's why they had to study the literature of the Chaldeans so that they can serve in the service of the king. Daniel tells us that. Are you listening? Daniel tells us that. You got to study the literature. Why did you need to study history? So that you can take people from what has happened and learn the lessons so that we don't repeat the mistakes. That's why you cannot be a good politician without learning history. What happened? What did God do here? What did God stand? Why it happened the way it happened? Why we can change? Why we don't have a repeat of the past? We can have a brighter future. Are you listening? They had to study. The Babylonians were sharp. They took the best sons of Zion. The best of the best. Those who had no defect. Those who were handsome. They didn't want an ugly face. Well, the Lord looks at the heart. Yes, the people look outside. Are you listening? The people look for those who are groomed well. I'm not saying that only pretty people should be in office. You've got to look modest. You've got to look decent. You cannot just look like as though you just woke up from your sleep and go into parliament.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you listening?
Yes.
I'm not saying that you dress in lavishly. But you got to dress that befits you. The way you dress shows what you think of yourself before people think of you. If you dress in a shabby way, people will treat you in the same way. Because you don't care about yourself, who cares? Are you listening? I don't want to give you a class on grooming, but if you want to go to the high places, people in the world, first impression, knock you out. If you're a good politician, you've got to have good teeth. Not holes everywhere. Not stained with coffee. Gotta brush your teeth. You cannot be yawning in parliament. Gotta keep your eyes open, focused, and engaged. All these things are simple, but they really create the avenue for you to stay. It's not entering politics, it's staying there. That is tough. People can enter the next term, they can vote you out. Because you don't have the capacity to get into the ground and stay there. Listen to me. If you give me a plot of barley, I'll hold the sword in my hand, fight until the sword and my hands become one. Nobody can take the ground anymore. Don't go in and come out. You go in, fight to stay, push. Because these are the things, unless God gives you a clear word, get out. Unless the people let you know, you're supposed to live longer than your term. Are you listening? But if you're doing a good job, one turn deserves another. Are you listening? The dimension of the Spirit. Say, the dimension of the Spirit charges the atmosphere, makes it conducive for God to take over. The purpose of God in using your voice and using your words is to show you that your Father created the whole world and redesigned the whole earth by the power of His mouth. By faith you know that God fashioned the world by the power of His words. Are you listening? You got to charge the atmosphere. You got to speak in such a way people get excited, motivated, challenged. Are you listening?
Yes.
I just made one prayer at the opening of the High Commission of Solomon Islands in Malaysia. Straight away, immediately, my foreign minister took notice. I didn't know that one single word can create such an impact. After I finished, he took over and continued to repeat some of the things I said. You can start a precedence because the power of your word creates that kind of tangible frequency. That's why if given you an opportunity, don't play the fool. You got to take it well, take it strong, push it in the Spirit. Are you listening?
Yes.
Say the Spirit dimension is to create atmospheres and keep the people under the atmosphere as long as possible until they are changed. I'll show you why. Are you ready?
Yes.
No man knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of man.
Yes.
And no man knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You want to change people's thinking? Keep the spirit dimension. Build it. Until the spirit dimension touches their spirit, their mind will change. That's why next year you got to come for the school of the Spirit. Because I show you how easy it is to take over domains. How many of you heard about Herbalife? I told a few of them who are partners with us. I said, let me, I've never entered multi-level before. So I said, God said to me, take them in and show them it can be done. Within 6 months, I became the millionaire team. Haven't been done in for a long time. I don't think it had been done before. And yet at the same time, our team of people had brought in about 750,000 Malaysian ringgits just among our team members. They reap a harvest within 6 months. Any domain that God gives to you, you step in, you can make it a change. You don't have to fail, you can prosper. I did it because I wanted to prove to them that it can be done. Later on, I got very fed up because some of the people who bought the products asked me to sell it. Christians, the brains are just, some of them are sitting on their brains. I hope you can picture that. So by the time they sit on their brains, they might be sitting on their head. Are you listening? They just don't know what it means to do hard work. Building in the Spirit. Say, building the Spirit. Pulling down stronghold. The Spirit dimension is for you to charge the atmosphere. Until the atmosphere is so saturated, you rest on people's mind. How does it rest in people's mind? It hit their spirit first.
Yeah.
They said, I don't understand. I don't know why, but I want to give the contract to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. The God gave me, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I like you. The people next door who are building the condominium looked at this piece of land. They offered the man 9 ringgits per square feet. He said, I'm not going to sell. Then one day God said to me, go and talk to this old man. I saw the school teacher coming in. He was living alone in this almost single house. So I went and talked to him. I explained to him what I was doing. Told him what God is going to do in this city. He said, I like you. I'll sell it to you. And I bought it for $5.35. Per square foot. When they offered 9, they didn't want to sell. So when they found out that I bought it for $5.35, they said, this man used black magic. If you carry the power of the Holy Spirit, you saturate the atmosphere.
Yes.
Once you saturate the atmosphere, you touch people's spirit.
Yes.
Because man is a spirit.
Yes.
People are spirit beings. So if you keep them in the spirit realm, that's why you cannot escape. Even if my voice is not strong,
yeah.
I know this game.
Yeah.
I know this game too well.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not strong, I'm not preaching, I'm not pushing,
yeah.
You cannot escape this.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Because God and the angels are on my side. You are just on your own if you're in trouble. I just know exactly what to do. That's why if you keep the people in the atmosphere of it for a long time, that's why revival is so powerful. Are you listening?
Yes.
Revival is so very powerful.
Yes.
You kept the touch of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Mom. The revival spirit were different. Like George Whitefield, Jonathan Edwards, they kept them for 10 days, 20 days, 30 days under the atmosphere. Until the atmosphere sing in their spirit, change their mind, change their life.
Yeah.
When they walk out of the place, they will completely change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Revivals are saturating atmospheres.
Yeah.
But sometimes the church don't carry that.
Yeah.
We emphasize everything except atmosphere.
Yeah.
The way the church meeting starts is careless.
Yeah.
The way the ushers greet is careless. The way the people fellowship there is like a fish market. Call for prayer meeting, a few are praying, the rest are playing. You walk into a place and it's saturated with God's atmosphere. People change. If people's hearts are filled with passion to touch God, that atmosphere is very powerful. Because you go deep within. So no man knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of man. So when the atmosphere is strong, you touch the spirit of man and you change the mind. And the Bible says they will all acknowledge that God is in the midst of you. And fall on their faces and acknowledge that God is speaking. They call to account for every prophecy and every word that comes out. Are you listening? This is the second dimension. That's why the worship team plays a very important role. That's why we cannot have people who are in the flesh. Please, I have nothing against all different styles of worship. As long as you can create me atmosphere. Whether you wear a trench coat, whether you're heel song or over the heel. Doesn't matter to me. Are you listening? Whether they can be Hosanna, they could be Planet Shakers, as long as you're shaking everything, they can be shaken. Don't care from what planet you come from. Are you listening?
Yes.
I'm not interested in style and brand. I'm interested in what it creates.
Yes.
Because certain type of things create certain styles, create certain atmospheres. That's why our song leaders must be able to woo the Holy Spirit. Not just entertain people.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a good entertainer. I'm telling you, mom thinks I'm a Bollywood actor. And that is dangerous. Are you listening? I can be a stand-up comedian when I want to. I can hit the spots as fast as you can believe. But all these things are going to create wrong atmospheres. If it's not in the Spirit of God. Are you listening?
Yes.
Say after me, the Spirit dimension.
Help
us saturate the atmosphere. With God consciousness. With purpose consciousness. With people consciousness. So that people's spirits are impacted. And their minds will change. According to what you say. This is a trigger point. That's why no matter whether you are preachers, teachers, politicians, it's no use giving you the mic if you cannot create atmospheres.
Yeah.
You want to learn?
Yes.
Two of you, I say, you want to learn?
Yes.
This is how I learn. I put 22 chairs when I first started to pioneer the church. They gave me 22 chairs. I had no church. I had two people and 22 chairs. And I put the chairs in the front and I started to preach with everything that's inside my heart. Nobody. That's the best time to preach. My favorite subject was the prophetic. So I preached on the prophetic. Half an hour later, I felt no steam. Then I changed the subject, faith. I like faith. Preach on the supernatural, faith, healing, signs and wonders. I preach. 45 minutes later, steam was gone. Then I changed subject. When there's nobody, you can change any subject. Then I preach on changing the world, changing nations. I kept on preaching. You know what I learned? The highs and lows in your spirit. When your spirit is strong, when you lost steam. When your spirit is high and it can float for 45 minutes. The strength of your spirit can carry you for 45 minutes. The word just keep flowing, keep flowing, keep flowing, keep flowing. 45 minutes. And then after a short while it's empty. Then you change, open up another barrel. And you start that flow for another half an hour. It's a new subject. So you flow with the spirit. You stay on the high. When the low comes down, you know how to switch off. When God stops moving, don't move. Then you can stay in the shadow. Are you listening?
Yes.
So that nobody can touch you. When God has stopped moving, you will start to move. You'll be on your own. Snipers will take you out. Are you listening?
Yes.
Say, spirit atmospheres.
Spirit atmosphere.
Are important. Because they affect people's spirits. If I can touch the atmosphere and keep the people under this atmosphere as long as possible, their spirit is going to be impacted. Then God will work on their mind and challenge their mind from inside. I have so many people who are opposing me come forward and talk to me. I was in Indonesia, in Bandung, the pastor of the large church of 3,000 people. He said, you know, Pastor David, he said, everything you say is true, but I have a struggle in my heart. If I do what you do or what you're asking me to do, I'll lose my church. Because I built it wrongly for so long. I was in Bali, the pastor of the large church. He said to me, if I change the church to the way that God is saying, I'll lose more than half the people. Because we have built our church wrongly for so long and have benefited from it. I said, I have nothing against you, sir. I just speak the truth. You got to live according to what you believe. It's God's call. He said, I think God will raise up another generation to turn the church around. It's not my job. I said, then how can you pastor the world? It's a monster you're raising. I say, if you go, your children are going to stay behind. The monster you raise will eat up your kids. Don't build something that will destroy your life. Hezekiah said, this prophecy about all the judgment, it's okay because it won't happen in my day, it will happen in the days of my children. Did you read Hezekiah? Because he showed all that God was doing, all that God has blessed him to the king of Babylon. God said, sent a prophecy through Isaiah, told him that all these things, he said, it's okay. After all, the judgment is not going to come on my life, it's going to come on my children. Doesn't matter. What a fool. That's one of the kings I don't want to meet when I go to heaven. Even though God extended 15 years of his life, gave him all kinds of touch on his life. Are you listening?
Yes.
Say the spirit dimension,
is the dimension
of spiritual atmospheres, spirit movements, frequencies. If you touch that, say, if you touch that and tune it, you
tune the people
that live underneath it. That's why it's very powerful. Can I show you how you're going to do it?
Yes.
You sure you want to learn?
Yes.
You sure you want to learn? Do I have time? How many more minutes do I have? 10. Okay, I'll show it to you. Rider number 1. Maybe I should take the pattern from the book of Acts. It'll be useful. Acts chapter 2. Verse 1, then when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly they came from heaven. A noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of God was giving them utterance. They all feel the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. Are you ready?
Yes.
Write down number 1. You want to be a master changing atmosphere, then this is what you need to do. Write down number 1. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because if you are not filled, you cannot go to this dimension where only He can go. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. In measures every day. Are you listening?
Yes.
How did you get filled with the Holy Spirit? You ask for another measure. Ask for another measure. Ask for another measure. So that when you open your mouth and speak, the Holy Spirit will give you utterance. Every time there's another measure, the utterance becomes another dimension. Are you listening?
Yeah.
So get filled with the Holy Spirit. Say, get filled with the Holy Spirit. Say aloud, get filled with the Holy Spirit. In continual measures. Measure upon measure. Until it's overflowing. So that's the first thing you need to do. Because if the Holy Spirit is not in, then you cannot enter. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Number 2. Develop the language of tongues. Develop the language of tongues. Speak loudly. Speak frequently. That means don't pray in tongues. Sounds like a mosquito. There's something about loudness.
Yes.
When you're loud, you shut down your thoughts.
Yes.
That's why when people are talking loudly, you cannot think.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
That's why some of these things are quite risky. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to speak continually upon our lives. Are you listening?
Yes.
You got to keep praying in tongues. Pray aloud. Say, pray aloud.
Pray aloud.
Pray, what's the second thing I said? Pray frequently. That means to say, don't pray once a week. Anytime you get, pray without ceasing, the Bible says. Are you listening? Pray frequently. Pray in abundance. That means when you pray in tongues in 5 minutes, let so much of it come out. Don't kuri yandara yandara lapa. Kuri yandara lapa. That's not abundant, it's called a desert tap. You turn on the tap. Got to speak in abundance. That means when you flow, it flows.
Yes.
When you turn on the tap, you put the pail, you turn on the tap, you hit the edge, the bottom of your pail, splash all over.
Yes.
The pressure is strong.
Yes.
And the devil likes waterless places.
Yes.
You know how to attract the evil spirit?
Yes.
Shut down God's spirit. Even if you're a Christian, you shut it down, there's void of water, spirits will come. That's why in some of these services, where there's void of the spirit, evil spirits dwell. That's why things always go wrong. Things of the flesh always come in, because there's not enough water. If there's a good flow of the Holy Spirit, they can forgive each other very quickly. The drummer made a mistake, the song leader gave the wrong tune. And the keyboardists didn't follow the tune. And they were all screaming at each other at the end of the day. But because of the flow of the Spirit, a good service, they pat on each other's shoulders and walk away. The Bible says there's enough blood to cleanse. The blood of Christ will cleanse us from every sin. Are you listening? Speak abundantly. Are you listening? Number four, speak with bodily action. This to make sure that your spirit is strong. If it's a devotional tongue, your hands are like this. Is that right? When you start to sing. But when you pray in tongues and it's aggressive, your hands are strong. Your feet, your muscles are tightened, your fist is... Your face is ready to punch the devil.
Yeah.
And normally you don't say, Satan, I command you, because he's not out there.
Yeah.
He's down here. Depends where you are. You are seated with Christ above, far above the heavenly places. He's not up there. If you're sitting far above, he must be far below. So look how easily down. I command you in Jesus' name. You little rat. It's easier to get him from the top. If you point your finger up there, that means he's above you. Not you guys, but higher. Are you listening?
Yes.
Got to speak abundantly. Got to speak with bodily action. Are you listening?
Yes.
Can you remember that? Write down, you got to speak until it's developed language. Speak until tongues is a developed language. Not kitty, 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 kitty. It's calling your cat. There's a machine gun. One lady said to me, I don't know, every time I pray in tongues I get a headache. I said, pray in tongues, let me hear. She went on, I say, if I listen to you, I'll get a headache too. I told her I can now understand why God told Moses to take two tablets. Moses, bring two tablets up, one for you, one for me. When you have a stiff-necked people like that, you get headache. And here is God telling Moses, these are your people. Moses said, not my people, your people. God said, not mine, it's yours. Moses said, I checked the records, they're yours. And both of them were washing hands.
Yeah.
Two tablets really does serve a lot. You got to speak in such a way that the word becomes clearer and clearer.
Yes.
Becomes a language. One of the reasons why when you pray in tongues and you don't feel totally released is because it's not a language.
Yeah.
You don't have enough vocabulary.
Yeah.
Like if I know five French words and I speak to Pastor Philip, five French words, I'm not going to get very far. Because I'll get stuck in 5 minutes. For 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes. Five words is insufficient for even a minute. Then he says, is this what you're saying, Pastor? I say, yeah. So I borrow some language from him, vocabulary from him, and I continue. If you don't have the language, you can never feel free. Because you cannot express everything you want to say. You always feel there's something left over. I want to say this, but I couldn't say it because you didn't have language. So pray in tongues until you develop a full language. Are you listening? Is that enough?
Yeah.
I say, is that enough?
Yeah.
Holy Spirit must first fill you.
Yeah.
Secondly, you must make sure that you develop your own spirit well.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Number three. You want to learn how to create atmospheres, right?
Yeah.
Take God's word and place it in your spirit and launch it. Get God's word. Are you listening?
Yes.
Get God's word into your spirit and launch it. That is to test the strength of your spirit. How far your bow can carry the arrow. The bow is a passage. The arrow is a message. How much you can launch what God is saying. Sometimes it's good to use gifts. Sometimes when you prophesy in this, if your spirit is weak, it falls flat.
Yeah.
Even though it's God's word. But if his spirit is strong, it just hits and disperses everywhere.
Yeah.
And spread, and he creates an atmosphere. Then you know your spirit is strong.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
That's why sometimes you can put people with a message, but they don't have spirit content.
Yeah.
They don't have the power force of the spirit. Are you listening? Because the inner man is not strong. Paul said, strengthen with strength from on high until so that Christ can dwell in your hearts.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
If you want to create atmosphere,
yes.
Put God's word in your spirit.
Yes.
And launch it.
Yes.
And that's what you got to do. Pray it. Prophesy it.
Yes.
Preach it. Proclaim it. Mix your spirit with the word. And release it. See how far it goes. You know, if you take a stone this big, are you listening? And you throw, it goes a certain distance. You take a stone this big, and you throw, it goes another distance. You take a bigger stone, and throw it, it goes in a different distance. Because if God is going to give you a heavy message, you need a stronger strength.
Yes.
You need strength in the spirit.
Yes.
Like if I go to Solomon Island, Papua New Guinea, I'm preaching, or India, and I preach in the crowd, tens of thousands of people, you cannot see their faces. How are you going to touch them? How are you going to minister to them? You cannot speak by faith.
Yeah.
Because God has to touch the person out there as far as your eyes can see. The people's head everywhere. You can only see people's heads everywhere. But you don't know whether they're listening to you or not listening to you. How to make that last person standing at the last row of that stadium respond to you. You've got to have the strength of the Spirit to push. Are you listening?
Yes.
That's why when the strength comes, when the Spirit of God comes like that, the word will go all the way and pierce the heart. We had an awesome experience in Papua New Guinea. The husband and wife were separated for years. Many years they were living apart. One was on this side of the auditorium, the other one was in the stadium. And they came down from both the angles without even knowing each other were present. They met at the aisles. They took their hands, each other's hand, and became reconciled. If you want to be able to create atmospheres, your spirit must be strong.
Yeah.
And you must have the word content. When you start to speak, things will begin to happen. That's why at SOS, I'm going to make it simple for you. You can walk into Pharaoh's court and dismantle the magicians.
Yeah.
I've seen this happen. You can go into a place and begin to expose the lies. You can do things that you never thought was possible. You can go in and win the favor of man. You can walk in and turn things around in a way that you never thought was possible. That's why only those who build in the Spirit can pull down strongholds. Are you listening? The Bible says the power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing. And whatever you need to do will come down. Hey, you're a workman, you've got to find your own tools. It's going to happen. So that whatever God has called us to do, we can go into the nations of the world and turn nations around. I know you have watched me over the years. I spent 3 days in any nation. By the third day, the people are eating out of my hands. The crowd increases. The miracles begin to just explode everywhere. Why? Because if you don't build with atmospheres, you cannot take the nations. Because there's a veil over nations. There's an atmosphere. Sometimes you go into certain nation, it just hangs over them. And they cannot wriggle out like fish caught in a net. But if you tear the veil, people will start to breathe fresh air. Are you listening? Put the Rhema word of God and begin to launch it. And you got to launch it strong. Are you listening? I tell our song leaders, use words. Don't talk and talk until the cows come home. Don't preach at them. Don't yell at them. Don't scream at them. Don't make them feel like as though they are second class. You are trying to tell them what to do. That you are the voice of God for the hour. Don't act like that. Draw them. Use your voice. Create atmosphere. Harness the people. Are you listening? When you harness the people like that, you gain strength. Next time they look forward to you because you are a man of the Spirit. If you educate the church like that, some of the song leaders will lose their jobs. Because you train the people in the Spirit, people realize this one is of the Spirit, this one is of the flesh. They start to compare. Before long, the ones that is of the flesh will not go anywhere. You have to break through. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
The rest of the points I leave for SOS. Next year. Because you haven't paid the registration yet. How can I give it to you? Tomorrow's meal today. Are you listening? That's why the dimensions of Zion is just amazing. You build atmospheres in the Spirit and you build the dimension into the spirits of righteous men made perfect. It's both the Spirit over them and the Spirit in them. If you can touch the dimension of the Spirit above them, you can touch the Spirit in them. you can form, you can shape. In closing, let me say this word to you. You can, an evangelist can bring a man to Christ. Are you listening?
Yes.
An evangelist can bring a man to Christ. But to form the Christ in man takes the apostolic. To form, to make sure that the inner man is strong. You need men of the Spirit. That's why if you read the book of Acts, they are full of the Holy Spirit. Even the ones who serve the kitchen and serve the ladies, they're full of the Spirit. Somebody said, that's why you need to be full of the Spirit. If you serve ladies who are grumbling. You serve ladies one level. When you're serving ladies who are quarreling, gambling, grumbling, you need to be full of the Spirit, full of faith, because the violent plates are flying. You're hopeless. This is supposed to be a joke. You're supposed to laugh. If you touch the two dimensions, then the church will be strong. Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow morning when we come back again, I'm going to show you how to take the different aspects of Zion and make it simple and build it into your church. Amen. It talks about you come to the city of the living God. I'm going to show you that God doesn't just live in heaven. Heaven lives in Him.
Yes.
The question, where does God live, will be answered to you. All of every heaven lived in Him until He spoke it out. Earth came forth from Him. He doesn't live in heaven. Heaven is too small to contain Him. And if God doesn't live in heaven alone, He feels everything that can be, fullness of all that can be filled. He feels all in all. Are you listening?
Yes.
And we're building a city called Zion, the city of the living God.
Yes.
That God is going to dwell and manifest.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Can you just imagine for a moment? That God becomes tangible here. Can you imagine? The Bible says how they were awestruck. Everyone was keep feeling a sense of awe. That means every now and then you lose a breath. That's all. Awestruck. God in your face. Are you listening?
Yes.
That is going to happen.
Yes.
I said that is going to happen.
Yes.
The Lord whom we seek will suddenly appear in the temple.
Yes.
The word appear means appear. Not disappear, appear.
Yes.
Appear means some form that you can see, feel and touch. And sense, that's going to be our God.
Amen?
Amen. So let's do away with regular church.
Yes.
Yes.
Do like this. Have you got it on video? Let's do away with regular church. Let's have church unusual.
Yes.
There is room in that house for all nations.
Amen.
That means for all culture.
Yes.
For every tribe.
Yes.
For every domain.
Yes.
For every generation.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Young
and old can dwell in the same place.
Yes.
It's not like some churches, they separate the youth from the adults. Adults separate food, youth separate food. Unless they are babies. When your children grow, they eat the same food that you cook.
Yes.
When they are small, you separate for them. The young people should be eating more than what you adults are eating, because those of you adults have lost your metabolic rate. That's why you become a spiritual obese. They should be eating a lot, eating the same kind of food. Why should they be receiving less? Why should my son and my daughter receive less? Why should our children receive less? They should be in the full blast, because the Bible says the like arrows in the hands of a warrior. Our sons and daughters must be standing alongside with us when we speak to the enemies. They are to go with us. I say to my church, don't stand behind me, stand alongside with me. It's time to step up. Are you listening? So the people stand alongside. It's no use having support from behind. And every now and then they push you down. We want somebody to stand alongside so that we can face the enemy together. Speak to the nations together. Touch the world together. Are you listening? That's why regular church must go. Church unusual must go. Are you in? Talk to me, are you in? It's simple to do. It's not complicated. It's not like my church is 3,000. It's going to be difficult to turn the church around. It's a lie. Every sheep can turn. No matter how difficult it is, it can be done. Because if God wants it, He'll give you the grace. We can help mega churches turn around. In fact, people in their churches are dying. They are dry. Somebody said from a church in Melbourne, the Christmas party that they were having was just like death, because there's nothing Christian about their Christmas. They had 15,000 people gathered, but there was nothing of Christ in their Christmas. You know how many good people are dying in mega churches. They're looking for the word, it's not there. Looking for life, it's not there. They're in a trap. But you should be grateful to God. There's an answer. Amen. Let's turn churches around. You are ready to work with me? So stand to your feet, let me pray. Father, we thank you for what you're doing right now. There's a supernatural grace, supernatural strength, supernatural empowering of the Holy Ghost that is going to help us become church reform. And you said you're going to start it in 2015. And Lord, we are ready to dismantle. Ready to dismantle and rebuild. Do it right. The way that you want it, the way that you desire it. Lord, I pray that pastors and leaders that are here will have a clarity to build, rebuild the church. So that we can launch arrows. So we can launch sons and daughters. That we can take them out to face the enemies at the gates. I see a new type of church is going to happen. Not the church that faced, listen, this vision is the most frightening vision. I saw the enemy come right into and the church became a battlefield. The church became a battlefield. The war was fought inside. If we don't change the marketplace will change the church. That's why we got to go to the gates. Not the devil come into the gates. We got to go to the gates so that the church, we got to take our sons and daughters out. You know, as pastors and leaders, you and I face all our energy wasted in-house. The people who discourage us the most are inside the church. People who hurt us the most are inside the church. People who talk bad about us are inside the church. All the battle is in-house. All the rubbish is here. We cannot take them out. We've got to build a church in such a way that negative energy is not here. So that we are so full of strength, we can take our sons and daughters to the gates. That's SOS for you. Are you listening? Stop the inner struggle so that we can take everybody out.
Yes.
So that we can change the world.
Yes.
Bring back the king.
Yes.
I said, return kingdoms to the sovereign king.
Yes.
That's our job.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.